Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go see and how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 601 and three quarters, down a quarter. March, 607, up one. Soft December, 533, up two and a quarter. March, 546, up one and a half. December corn, 368, up three and a half. March, 381 and a quarter, up three and a quarter. May, 390, up three and a quarter. July, 397, up three and a quarter. November soybeans, 1028 and a quarter, up 20 and a quarter. January, 1034 and a half, up 19 and a half. March, 1041 and a half, up 20 and a half. July, 1054 and a half, up 21 and a quarter. December soybean meal, $392.10, up $17. December soybean oil, $33.56, up 77 cents. October live cattle, $169.60, up 40. December, $168.22 and a half, up 45. October feeders, $238.95, up 67 and a half. December lean hogs, $89.45, and they are down 75. Our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference is November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. We've got the latest on farmland values, and we'll spend time looking at crop insurance under the new farm bill, as well as the pending ARC-PLC decision. And we've got marketing panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. The cost is just $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, by now, it's well advertised. Soybeans and soy meal, in particular, rallying strongly on the fact that because of the delay in harvest and weather, that producers are not selling into the pipeline as quickly as middle users has anticipated, and because of problems with both rail and freight and trucks, that end users are not getting the beans they need in a timely manner for crush. And as a result, everything's going considerably higher. Where does it all end?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Well, one of the other things that fueling this also is the fact that they're unable to get methionine in from China for hog feeds, and so that's forcing them to have to feed more soy meal, mm-hmm. and so it's up the demand for soy meal in that respect. Now we're getting soy meal to prices here that are becoming very. When you look at what the basis is out in the countryside, you're hearing anywhere from $40 to $100 higher a ton than what it looks like on the board. And so they'll start looking for alternative feeds. But what this has done, you can see Decatur widened their basis yesterday. We saw basis widen in a lot of places. So we are seeing some farmers selling on this particular rally. And, you know, the thing that is surprising, Dave, is that we really haven't seen any South American selling. And I shouldn't say it's truly surprising because Dilma won down in Brazil, and that has certainly not made the Brazilian real worth anymore. So, you know, because they're priced in U.S. dollars and paid in local currency, there's no incentive for a farmer to sell down there either in Brazil or in Argentina. But there will come a time when all of those beans that are sitting are actually going to come to the marketplace. You know, I looked at Argentina's been trying really hard to get their farmers to sell. You know, they've got a 35% tax rate on beans, mm-hmm. and therefore, at today's prices, or at $10 beans, basically, that's about $2.7 billion in tax income to them. So it'll be interesting to see if they actually decide that they can back off and back the taxes down a little bit to get farmers to sell. But at the same time, Dave, you know, this is one heck of an opportunity for people. You know, with the size crop that we have and the situation where people have to sell across the scale sometimes because of the high flat fees or the DP prices, what a great situation to have. You know, we could be looking at $3 corn. We could be looking at $9 beans.
Well, we're not. We're looking at, what are we looking at, 1026 right now, right, in the NOBS, and there are people already talking about the possibility of this rally trying the 50% retracement around 1077. And who's to argue technically, because if you look at the monthly charts, we're also looking at a key reversal in the making in the beans, key reversal higher, and we've already made a key reversal higher in the corn for the month.
Right, right. There's no question about that. I think we'll have a tough time getting through the 1040, 1050 level. 1058 is where the 100-day moving average is. And, you know, this is not a fundamental rally. This is a shortage rally right now. So as soon as we start to see the pipeline get what it needs, this rally will go away. So guys have to remember that when they're, you know, when they're thinking that this thing is never going to stop. We can talk technicals all we want to. Those are certainly goals for us, but the reality is the cash market when it comes to a producer's standpoint. And so I think you've got to be willing to reward something like this, because believe me, if it were not for the rail problems, like you mentioned, and the fact that they can't get beans and meal to where they need to be, we wouldn't be looking at this. If you look at the market today, you'd think that we didn't have much of a crop out there. The reality is we do. So we've got to make the most out of the opportunity that this is giving us. And so, I don't want guys to get so tangled up that they miss a great opportunity like this for a few more cents.
Maybe put in this place if you're a little bit more bullish than that and see where it goes.
You betcha. I mean, you know, that is absolutely the truth. You know, you have to do something to reward this. You either reward it in cash, you put a put in place, you do something to reward this. If you have puts in place already and you don't want to make sales, you roll your puts higher, mm-hmm, to protect a higher price. I've seen situations where you can roll 40 cents higher for 21, 22 cents premium cost. Holy smokes, who gets a return on your investment like that? And so, you know, there's a lot of opportunities to make use out of this type of a rally, even if you can't make it in a cash sale in some way.
I think also that producers might want to be looking at 15 harvest months.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's no question. You know, yesterday was interesting because we saw November 15 actually losing while November 14 was gaining. Now, we're not seeing that today. We're seeing it more or less keeping up, but I think 15 is a great suggestion from the standpoint we've talked about that how many times. You know, the likelihood of more bean acres in this countryside next year is high, and we could see much, much lower prices than what we're currently looking at.
So perhaps an incremental sale out there might not be a bad investment of your product. What else are you seeing in the marketplace today?
Well, I think when you say an incremental sale, I'll just take a step back to that. I think also look at using some options. You can get deeper in the money positions than what you can, you know, if you can't make a sale because of the fact that basically basis doesn't look good or they're going to charge too much for an HTA or something like that. I'd just like to bounce over to the livestock side. I think it's amazing that we continue to see the numbers that we do on the beef side. And I thought I'd share something with you. The Restaurants Association did I read an article about it. Anyway, they asked restaurant people how they're handling all these higher prices. And basically they said, of course, they raised the price on the menu. They made the plate smaller to make the portions appear larger. But the one that was really impressive was they offered more beef offerings. In other words, they and it's working. They have more people who are choosing beef, and that's why we continue to see such a heavily supported market in almost unbelievable price levels. And so it's going to take a while to rebuild that livestock herd. They said to get back to the 2012 levels that we had for production, it'll probably take till 2020 to do that. But at the very same time, they are trying to open the market to Brazil. So we, you know, for our livestock people, don't get too excited. You make sure you cover yourself because something like that can happen. I'm sure there'll be lawsuits if they try to do it. But at the very same time, it's amazing. And the hog market is you know, that's kind of like the greatest Great America ride there is, to one day
Thanks.
Down the neck.
I'll leave it there. You know? Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Have a good one.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.